Oh, you can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, fucking moan like a little girl.
Dig in your heels and hold on tight.
You can shove your opinion up your ass, that way your head has something to keep it company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
And don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Thank you. Thank you for the rousing applause. I am the Great One himself, and this is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfuckers all around the world. And if you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm not a stupid motherfucker, then you're one of the stupidest motherfuckers of them all. And should there be any survivors after the nuclear-tipped cruise missile of my intellect explodes, we mowed them down with a 50 caliber machine gun. Of course, remember, according to the Geneva Convention, you can't shoot people with a 50 caliber machine gun. That's why when I was in the military, they taught us to shoot at the people's equipment. Ah, technical. I love technicalities. So you can't shoot an enemy soldier with a 50 caliber machine gun, because that's against the Geneva Convention. However, you can shoot his canteen, or his web gear, or his backpack, or his helmet, because that's equipment, and you can shoot equipment with a 50 caliber machine gun. God, isn't the state a wonderful thing, and the way it finds ways to justify not only killing people, but to justify over-killing people. So let's talk about killing people. Oh, thank you, Randy. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. Today is April the 9th. 2013, that was me pausing to take a drink of beer. And here in lovely Fort Collins, Colorado, it is snowing. Thanks to global warming, because of course, remember, if it's hotter than normal, it's because of global warming. If it's colder than normal, it's because of global warming. And if the temperature is exactly the same as it was yesterday, that's also because of global warming, because global warming is like God. Whatever happens, it's God's will. And with the climate, whatever happens, well, it's global warming. But we're not talking about global warming today. We're talking about other stuff. Randy, what I forgot to get the date. Oh, yes, this is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Single Libertarian Society. We are on the internet at cynlibsoc.com. You can send us an email if you so desire. The email address is God. That's dog spelled backwards, God at cynlibsoc.com. So I had a little list, all sorts of fun stuff I just want to do. It's been a while. Again, I've been busy as hell. I've also been looking at some possibilities for doing some slightly different formats, because I love doing Stating the Obvious with the intro and sort of planning and all this other stuff. But I think I'm going to, in the future, start doing less formal podcasts as well, which require less pre-production, less post-production, and less actual work to record the bloody things. Because while these are fun, just the fact of having to get all this shit together and get Randy here and get the equipment fired up and get out the good microphone, it all gets annoying. But still, man, I gotta preach the word. I gotta be heard. All right, let me start talking about stuff. The other day, I'm sitting in the co-working space where I work at, and the UPS guy comes in to drop off some packages, and he mouths off about the sheriff and one of the other co-workers, who is a massive statist, who is a Apple Corporation cocksucker, a Google Corporation cocksucker, basically your typical statist who completely supports the government murdering anybody the government wants to murder as long as Obama is the president. You know, there's one of these cocksuckers who was anti-war the entire time W. Bush was the Messiah. But now that the Messiah, Hussein Obama, is the Messiah, well, killing the sand niggers is now perfectly okay, because if we don't kill the sand niggers with flying robots, you know, then who's going to build the roads, and women won't be able to get abortions anymore, and there won't be free birth control and all this other stuff. So, yeah, there's always a justification when you're a statist. When you're a statist, you can always justify the murder of other people as long as the faction of the state you suck the cock of has the presidency. So, anyhow, the UPS guy, this source of wisdom and knowledge, because, you know, he obviously really has his shit together. That's why he's driving a truck for UPS. Mouths off about the sheriff of Colorado, because apparently the sheriff of Laramie County apparently said, and I say apparently because I haven't confirmed this, said that he was not going to enforce Obama's gun control laws. And the UPS guy's mouthing off about how he can't do that. And the cocksucker I know at the co-work environment who sucks cock of Apple and Google and Obama, you know, of course, jumps right in and starts masturbating with him, you know, about how, yeah, you have to do what the government says, and this sheriff is an evil person and all this other shit. And it just sort of reminded me about how those of you out there who are statist are so obsessed with obedience, right? I mean, this sheriff is a bad person because he's not going to obey what the Messiah has laid down as the law, right? There's no debate at all, of course, about, you know, does gun control work? Is gun control constitutional? You know, does the Constitution matter? What are the laws? Will they do anything? How are they going to, you know, there's no intellectual or philosophical or moral debate on the topic whatsoever. It's simply a matter of the Messiah gave a set of orders. The sheriff said he was not going to follow the orders. Therefore, the sheriff is a bad person because he is not being obedient to the Messiah. And this, you know, again, this just day after day after fucking day of my life as I interact with you fucking statist, this just reminds me. I mean, and I've said this on this podcast 100 times, I'm going to say it 100 more. You know, you people, this UPS guy and this moron that I know, you know, those are the people who put the Jews in the concentration camps. Why? Well, because the government said so. And you have to be obedient to the government. You know, these are the people who put the Japanese in the concentration camps. These are the people who exterminated the American Indians. These are the people who put the American Indians on the reservations. These are the people who turned in runaway slaves. You know, these are the people who told black people to go sit in the back of the bus. I mean, you know, this is you. You are these people. Those of you who attack the sheriff because he's not obeying the government, you people are the fucking epitome of evil. And what's fascinating about our statist culture is the way the state has warped it so that people believe that obedience itself is virtue. Being obedient to Obama is virtue. And of course, much of this comes from religion, because religion is very openly based on all of this. I don't want to go on a religion thing right this minute, but just to very briefly try to explain where I'm coming from when I say that. Well, yeah, okay. Yes, thank you. Let me throw this out real quick, because this actually gets us there. So I met this young lady recently, and we've been emailing back and forth, and we were discussing stuff, and she wrote to me, and she said that she enjoys learning, blah, 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 and she said she is an atheist, but she goes to Catholic Church to learn morals. This absolutely fucking blew my mind, because church and religion is not where you learn morals. Religion is specifically for people who do not have morals. Religion is not a moral code of any type. It's the lack of a moral code. As I have said before on this podcast, and we'll say again in the future, and about to say right now, Religious people are people who needed God to write down on a rock, "Thou shalt not kill," because they didn't know that killing other people was wrong. Okay, now that's kind of my sarcastic way of saying it. Let me say it in a little more intellectual way. People who are religious say that, you know, God has said right and wrong. Now, of course, there's also this all this debate about what's right and wrong, because some people who believe in God say that God hates fags and they're going to burn in hell. Other people say that's not true. So God declares what's right and wrong. He just doesn't do so very clearly, because if he did, there wouldn't be any disagreement, right? I mean, there's no massive disagreement about, is the sun round or is it triangular, right? So if God was communicating these morals clearly, and if these morals were in fact so clear, there wouldn't be a lot of debate, you know, does God hate fags or does God not hate fags? So people who get their moral beliefs, such as they are, from religion, are adapting those moral beliefs because those are the moral beliefs God says they should have. And so they take these moral beliefs and they say, well, this is the moral beliefs I should have because God said so. It's not because they went through a philosophical process of analyzing these beliefs to see, you know, do these beliefs, as Stefan Molyneux would say, fulfill, UPB, universally preferable behavior. I couldn't think of the phrase for a minute. You know, I mean, they're not sitting around going, okay, God said, thou shalt not kill. I mean, shall we take the concept of thou shalt not kill? Shall we analyze this and apply it to different situations and use philosophical thinking and questioning and testing to determine if this is in fact a sound moral value or not? Well, no, they don't do that. They accept that God they accept thou shalt not kill, or thou shalt not commit adultery, or God hates fags, you know, or whatever it is. They accept these things because God said so. And God is an authority figure. So the ultimate virtue in religion is not refraining from killing, or refraining from your neighbor's ass's wife, or refraining from homosexuality. Those are all just stepping stones to the ultimate virtue in religion. And I will say, in the Judeo-Christian Islamic versions of religion, you know, Buddhism a little bit different. And then there's like Hindu, which I don't know enough about Hinduism to have informed commentary. I do know enough about Buddhism and the what I call the Jesus Muhammad religions. But in the Jesus Muhammad religions, the ultimate virtue isn't not killing people and not fucking your ass's neighbor's wife and not sucking cock. The virtues are obeying God. The ultimate virtue is being obedient. All the other stuff, the commandments and the things you're not supposed to do, the reason you don't do those is because God said so. And you see the same thing in the statist. You see the same thing in the fucking UPS guy and the Apple, Google, Obama cocksucker, right? The ultimate virtue isn't freedom. It's not the ability to defend yourself. It's not, will gun control laws make anybody safer? It's not, would gun control of laws stop this latest shooting? It's none of that stuff. The ultimate virtue for these people is obedience. Obedience to the Messiah. Obama said things. Everybody should obey Obama. If you do not obey Obama, you are not a virtuous person. The state religion, same thing. The state is a religion. And what's with all the cops who are props? All these, I saw a brief clip of Obama making his pronouncements from on high. And there's all these pigs as in police officers, standing behind him. I mean, who are these people that are willing? And it's not just them. I mean, you know, I thought about this. You see this all the time. The president of the United States, be it Hussein Obama or W. Bush or whomever, they get up and they make some pronouncement or some speech, or they lay down some law, or they attack somebody, whatever. And they always have all these tools standing behind them. You know, police officers, or women, or children, or handicapped people, or astronauts, you know, or people who work in green energy, or feminazis, or, you know, chicks who got abortions, or breast cancer survivors, or, you know, men who used to be alcoholics, or what the fuck ever. Who are you fucking tools who are willing to stand there behind the Messiah and be props for his bullshit? I mean, how low must your self-esteem be to actually do that? I know, golden silence. As I take a nice drink of apricot beer. Some people would say that, what time is it, Randy? 10:30, well, 10:50 now. Yes, 10:30 is not too early for alcohol. All right. Shift gears for a minute here. I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about movies. And I got a lot on this. First of all, I just started watching Bowfinger with Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy. Now, Eddie Murphy is essentially dead as far as his career goes right now. I don't know if he's done anything lately. Eddie Murphy's comedy routine, that stand-up comedy routine that was made into a movie called Raw, because I'm speaking with my southern accent there, R-A-W, Raw, is one of the funniest fucking things I've ever seen in my life. That and Bill Cosby's film himself are the two funniest stand-up comedy routines that have ever been filmed, in my opinion, of the ones that I've seen. So anyway, if you've not seen Raw by Eddie Murphy, go get it. And Beverly Hills Cop 1 was really good too. I liked that movie a lot. And then Eddie Murphy kind of died, and I thought he's never done anything good since those two things. Anyhow, I just started watching Bowfinger with Eddie Murphy and Steve Martin. And that was me getting distracted. Ooh, squirrel! I'm only like 20 minutes into it, but so far it is really fucking hilarious. It was recommended by Michael W. Dean on the Freedom Fiends podcast, and that's why I got it and started watching it. So far it is really fucking hilarious. Anyhow, throw that one out there. Now, what order am I going? Okay, I watched the latest Batman film, whatever it was, Dark Knight Rises, the one where the guy shot the people in the theater. Now I understand why he shot those people, because if I had paid money to watch that movie, I would also shoot people. I told this to a friend of mine, and she said, yeah, my attitude on this was that people were in the theater watching that movie, and it was so bad that they thought to themselves, somebody please shoot me, and that's when the guy started shooting them. And I was like, that's good, I like that. So anyhow, that was a terrible fucking movie. The plot was lame. The Batman's first appearance was completely undramatic. It was completely shitty. Then we have, let me just say this, Total Recall, the remake. Oh my God, what a piece of shit. What a ginormous, goddamn huge piece of shit. Oh, and there's a fucking subway that goes from Australia to England, like through the middle of the earth. Right. 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 Okay. You know how long that construction project would take? Right. Because you got to ship in people from Australia to work in England because there's not enough. Because everybody in England is rich and doesn't do manual labor. And everybody in Australia is poor. And, oh, please, governor, can I have some more? I mean, just these movies that it always reminds me. Shit like that. It reminds me of this Next Generation Star Trek episode that sucked. Well, most of them sucked balls. But it's the one where the Enterprise happens upon these two planets, and on one planet, Everybody on that planet is addicted to drugs, because drugs are bad, okay? Everybody's addicted to drugs on that planet, and on the other planet, those are the people selling the drugs to the drug-addicted people. And of course, every single person on planet A is addicted to drugs, and every single person on planet B is in favor of selling drugs to the addicted people because they all make money from it. I just love how movies create these cultures where everybody in a geographic region or on a whole planet or in a country or in a city where they're all exactly alike and they all think the same. Yeah, I just realized I did talk about the Batman movie already because I thought about that in the last one where I went off on how stupid people don't know what anarchy would look like. Thank you for reminding me of that. Right, but you know, these things, it's like, right, dude, randomly gather any 10 people from any fucking environment, and even when they all think the same in a lot of ways, you're still going to find points of contention. And so just the whole, God, the whole Total Recall movie was just a giant piece of shit. And then, for pieces of shit, we have The Amazing Spider-Man. So I put that in and realized, well, wait a minute, this is a remake of the first Spider-Man movie. We're seeing the Peter Parker origins again. What the fuck? So I watched like 5 minutes of this, and I said, okay, I'm going to hit fast forward until something exciting happens. I hit fast forward. Something exciting finally started happening. I hit play. It was an hour and 40 minutes into the movie, and the CGI in this movie was fucking pathetic. All the action sequences are like 100% CGI. And of course, this is the entertainment preferred by the smartest generation ever. Remakes of movies, which are based on comic books, you know, that came out 40 years ago, which are all crappy CGI. Now, let's talk about crappy, let's talk about CGI. Resident Evil. As I have said before on this podcast, the first Resident Evil movie, while it had nothing to do with the game, was pretty damn good. I liked that movie a lot, so much I even bought the DVD, actually paid money, didn't pirate it, didn't copy it, didn't download it off the internet, paid money for it, because it was a really good movie. Since then, of course, each one has gotten progressively worse. I watched what I think is the most recent live-action Resident Evil movie. I do not remember the name of it because they're pretty much all the same. And the plot was almost non-existent. It was basically like watching a live-action video game. And what I really thought was interesting is the actress who played Ada Wong, I don't know if her acting skills are so good that she was able to mimic a computer game character, or if her acting skills are so bad that she acts like a computer game character. But she looked through the movie like she was a CGI generated computer game character, and I found that really interesting. So the live action Resident Evil had CGI acting in it, had okay special effects, had a pretty much non-existent plot with giant holes in it. By the way, if you watch this movie and you're sitting there and you're watching it and you're thinking, haven't I seen this movie before? You have, because parts of the Resident Evil movie in question. So it's the one they're under the ocean in the big complex with the five different, the five different scenes, like there's Moscow and suburbia and Tokyo and someplace in China and then Washington, D.C., I think it is, or New York. Anyhow, it's that one. If you're watching this and you're thinking, haven't I seen this movie before? It's because you have. The first time you saw it, it was called Aliens, and it was directed by a person who knows how to direct a movie. It was written by people who know how to write, and it had actors in it who actually fucking know how to act. And it's one of the best movies ever. If you have not, for some unfucking known reason, not seen Aliens, and Alien for that matter, you need to go see them. In fact, right now, you should stop listening to this podcast. And if you have Netflix on demand, you need to watch Aliens right now. The director's cut, too. So you got all the extra stuff in it. Because they had to cut Aliens down when it released because the movie theaters wanted it to be under 2 hours, because if your film is under 2 hours, they can turn it over more often, show it more times, make more money, right? It's just like when you go to a restaurant, the waitress doesn't want you hanging out at the table all day. She wants you to get your ass in there, eat your food, give her her tip, and get the hell out. I mean, that's how you make money, is by turning over. So that's why over 30 minutes of material got cut from Aliens in the theatrical release, which has nothing to do with what I'm supposed to be talking about, right, Randy? Right. That's why you're pointing at me and telling me to hurry up. So, Resident Evil live action, blah. I also watched Resident Evil, I think it's called Damnation. Not Damnation, as in that damnation, that damn cat, Damnation. Which is a animated CGI Resident Evil movie. Which had a better plot and had better acting, even though the characters were all fucking computer generated. Which brings me to the point that I'm getting at here, which is simply this. And I've made similar predictions in the past. I'm making an official prediction right now, and I'm going to tell you why I think it's interesting and important. Within 15 years, live action actors and live action filming of movies is going to be pretty much confined to the art scene. The major studios are going to be pumping out CGI films, entirely CGI. Because the CGI in this bloody Resident Evil movie, based on a game, was pretty fucking amazingly good. I mean, the characters are still obviously CGI, but like the backgrounds and the scenery and stuff like that looks very, very good. And the characters, the ability to CGI people who look like people and not like computer games, I was really pretty impressed with where this is at. And I'm telling you, it's going to happen. And it's going to happen simply because there's the financial side. I mean, why are you going to pay actors and pay for the support of actors? I mean, you got to have assistance for them and wardrobe and makeup and food and all this other stuff. And you have to deal with their time schedule. I mean, if the actor is busy that week or whatever, you can't film. I mean, why is Hollywood going to keep dealing with all of that sort of stuff when you can replace people with CGI characters? I mean, it's going to happen. 10, 15 years, it's going to take over. And I think this is, in a way, this is good and interesting because a lot of the people whom left-wing statists, get their wisdom from and obey are, of course, movie stars like George Clooney. George Clooney's running around, why don't people support Obama? We elected him and you need to obey Obama, because obedience is, of course, the greatest virtue, right? We've already discussed that. And Clooney's running around, which pisses me off because he's fucking Stacey Keibler. And it's like, I just don't understand why Stacey Keibler's standards are that fucking low. But then again, maybe she's a statist cunt bag. I don't know. In my fantasy world, she's a anarcho-capitalist. For those of you who don't know, I have the hots for Stacey Keibler, have for a long time. In fact, right here in the studio, on the wall to my right, are two Stacey Keibler posters. That is not bullshit. So anyhow, once actors are all replaced by CGI, I think this will be a good thing, because this will eliminate the number of rich actors who are running around sucking Democrat cock. And it will mean less of me having to listen to them espouse how obedience to Obama is the highest virtue. So that's my movie ranting. What do I want to do here? I think also, while I did podcast talking about the what I called the pseudo-libertarians, the people who are libertarians, or the people who are Republicans but call themselves libertarians, like Glenn Beck, or like Token Libertarian Girl, or like Ron Paul. And I was struggling for a name to call these people other than pseudo-libertarians, because that kind of didn't just, it doesn't roll off the tongue. And it occurred to me I could just call them linos. Instead of rhinos, Republican in name only, we can call them linos, libertarians in name only. So I think I'm going to stick with that for a while, see how it goes. God, I cannot fucking talk. What do I have over here? Linos, talked about that. I'm not going to talk about that. All right. Let's talk about bitches, and hoes. All 10 fingers and all 10 toes. I'll come back to that in a minute if I need to. Let's talk about this. This is from the CSU Collegian local college newspaper that I make fun of all the time. And this is the same bitch that I made fun of in the last few episodes. Her name is Tiana Slob, something I don't know, I don't care. She's obviously a hardcore feminazi, and she's obviously really stupid. And I'm obviously going to be making fun of her a whole lot in the future. So this column is entitled, Stop Sexualizing Transgender to Children. Now, I didn't even know children could be transgendered because I didn't know that children had any fucking concept of gender. But then again, I don't spend all my time in feminist studies classes. So let me read some of this. Corey Mathis of Fountain, Colorado is a six-year-old girl who has been denied access to the girls' bathroom at her school because she is transgendered. Until this past winter break, Corey was allowed to use the girls' bathroom at Ingleside Elementary School. In December, however, her parents received a letter from the school stating that Corey would no longer be able to use the girls' bathroom because she was born a male, and, quote, the future impact a boy with male genitals using the girls' bathroom would have, unquote. The school district's lawyer, W. Kelly Dude, okay, what would somebody named W. Kelly Dude know about male genitalia? Because I'm pretty sure anybody with that name doesn't have any. Oh, God. Oh, whew. Okay. The school district's lawyer... Oh, man. If my lawyer's name was W. Kelly Dude, I would get a new lawyer. Okay. The school district's lawyer, W. Okay. You know, it wasn't funny the first time I read this. I don't know. This is cracking me up. All right. The school district's lawyer, W. Kelly Dude, has been quoted by the media claiming, quote, I'm certain you can appreciate that as Corey grows older and his male genitals develop along with the rest of his body, at least some parents and students are likely to become uncomfortable with his continued use of the girls' restroom. Unquote. So look, why is this happening? Now, of course, this stupid cunt wants us to believe that this is happening because white men, you know, hate women and hate abortion and hate transgendered people and hate black people and hate the poor and hate Obama, you know, and that we all just want to kill everybody and rape all the women and, you know, molest 8-year-old boys. And essentially all of this is the fault of white men because W. Kelly Dude is probably a Caucasian. I'm not going to say W. Kelly Dude is a man because I'm fucking telling you, you cannot be a man and have the name W. Kelly Dude. You can't. I mean, why is this happening? Let's think about this for a second. This is taking place in a public school. Public schools, the center of diversity and tolerance and multiculturalism. Public schools, which are, even though this lawyer, I can't bring myself to say that W. Kelly Dude is a man. Even though W. Kelly Dude is probably interpreted by people who see W. Kelly Dude as being a man, this school, like all public schools, is primarily run by women. Most of the teachers are women. Most of the administrators are women. Most of the people on the school board are women. And of course, all of this is controlled by the state, right? The state, which is here to protect us. If there was no state, there would be no education. But no. So if all of, if the state is so wonderful and the public school system is so wonderful and if women are so wonderful and compassionate, then why is all of this happening? Part of why all of this is happening is because none of that is true, of course. The state is totalitarian, the school system is a joke, and women are just like anybody else. Many of them are nasty, violent, evil pieces of shit. That's why they kill their own children, such as the bitch who murdered her own 7-year-old son by stabbing him 100 times and then killed the 5-year-old neighbor girl, right? Because many women are just evil fucking cunts. But there's another part of this. In a way, the lawyer is right, which pains me to say that, to ever say a lawyer's right. But look, we live in a country where people go out of their way to be offended. I mean, this Tyra Slob bitch, she, every column she writes, she's going out of her way to be offended by stuff. I guarantee you that somebody whose kids are in this school will find out that a person with a penis is going in the girls' bathroom and using it. And I guarantee you that this parent who finds out that this is happening will fucking be offended. And this person will fucking raise a fuss and get a lawyer and write letters to the newspaper, because old people always write letters to the newspaper, and they'll try to make a stink out of it and get their 15 minutes of fame. You know, and I've talked about this before. I spent part of my life living in Houston. I've seen lots of women using the men's bathroom. I've seen men using the women's bathroom. Sometimes it was because, I remember one time at the Astrodome, long-ass line at the women's bathroom. This one chick walks over to the guy's bathroom and she says, can I go in your stall and take, she didn't even ask. She's like, she walks in and says, I'm going to go take a piss. And everybody's like, okay, cool. She went in the stall, she took a leak. Nobody gave a shit. Try that, try reversing that. If I tried going in the women's bathroom, I'd get shot, of course. And then, of course, I've known in Houston lots of people who were, you know, I call them cross-dressers. You want to call them transgender. I don't give a fuck what you call them. People who, for example, had a penis, but were, is it transvestite? See, and this is the other thing about our society, is the fact that we need words for all of this stuff. I've talked about this before. If we just regarded everybody as people, we wouldn't have this problem. This is why I don't really know what to call these people, because they're just people. I've known people who had penises, but dressed and acted like women. And they went in the women's bathroom. And it was no fucking big deal. You know why? Because many moons ago, when I lived in Houston, people, to the extent they do today, I don't want to say this, you know, back when I was young, nobody ever did anything wrong and everybody listened to their parents and politicians were all honest. Right, I mean, I don't want to go into that fucking mode. But as every fucking day goes by, we live in a society where more and more people wake up in the morning and get up and walk, you know, across the bedroom looking for something to be offended by so that they can fucking write a letter to the editor and they can get a lawyer and they can pass another fucking law. So in one sense, this lawyer cocksucker is right. There's going to be some fucking busybody bitch out there who's going to find out a child with a penis is going in the men's bathroom, and this busybody bitch is going to try to pass a law. And because you cocksuckers out there are obedient to the government is going to make this law, and then you're going to have to fucking obey it. I mean, this stupid cunt, Tyra Slob, even says, let's see, where is it? All right, let me just go on and read the next part. To claim that a child does not have the right to use a bathroom that appropriately matches their gender identity because of a supposed threat posed by their presumed genitalia is to effectively sexualize that child. It is to suggest that there is something sexual about this child's body that is threatening. In fact, this claim goes beyond sexualizing a child and suggests that the child is a potential sex predator because they are transgendered, which is, of course, completely false. No, no, no. They're suggesting the child is a sexual predator because the child has a penis, which is the very premise that cunt feminist slime bags like Tyra Slob support. Remember, according to her worldview, All men are potential rapists. All men are dangerous. And men are, in fact, just broken girls, right? Because you hear it all the time. If boys would be more like girls, everything would be better. Because if girls ran the world, there would be nothing but peace. Well, you know, and dead 7-year-old children who had been stabbed 100 times. Right, but so we're constantly told that all men are sexual predators, all men are potential rapists, all men, you know, the old joke, well, every rape has been committed by a man, and all the wars have been started by men. The reason this boy, girl, whichever you want to call it, this 6-year-old child is a threat isn't because the child is transgendered, it's because the child has a penis. I assure you, if it were a child with a vagina using the men's bathroom, boys' bathroom, I guess, it's an elementary school, this would probably not be going on because nobody would even fucking notice. Nobody would care. Okay, let me read a little bit more here because we're coming to what I want to circle back around on. The nature of a child's genitals is not up for public scrutiny, ever. Except, of course, that right now, after writing that sentence, she's writing an entire column about this child's genitals. But, you know, you gotta understand that stupid people are stupid. Okay. According to the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, 89% of transgendered youth are bullied every year at school based on their gender identity. I wonder how those statistics are collected. I mean, do they mind read the bullies to find out why the bullies are bullying these people? LGBT youth are 4 times more likely than their peers to attempt suicide. Okay, I'm not sure why I highlighted that. I don't care right now. Here we go. The Colorado sometimes I don't know why I do what I do. Because when I go through and I make these notes, sometimes I have these brilliant ideas. I'm going to say something, and then, of course, I forget it by the time I get to it. That's why I have notes in the margins. It's this concept. It's called making notes. I should use it more often. The Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act. Now, again, we live in a society, right? Statism. 12 years of public education, all of this mind control by the government, all of this tolerance and diversity and shit taught in colleges, and yet we have to have laws called the Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act. Because after 12 years of public education and 4 years of college, the people still would discriminate if the government doesn't pass laws against it. And hey, if laws work, as I've said before, if gun control laws work, if laws against drugs work, if laws against abortion work, if all these laws worked, none of those things would happen. So if laws work, how can there be discrimination in Colorado when Colorado has an anti-discrimination act? The Colorado Anti-Discrimination Act ensures protection for transgendered youth by prohibiting discrimination. So then, how can there be discrimination? Why is this so hard? I mean this, why am I the only fucking person who can see this? If laws can prohibit discrimination, how can there be any discrimination? If there is discrimination and there's a law prohibiting it, then obviously laws don't fucking work. How is it, I mean this, how is it that I am the only fucking person? Okay, me, Stefan Molyneux, Ben Quaker, Nima Vidati, and Michael W. Dean. How come the 5 of us are the only fucking people out of 6 billion people on the planet Earth who can fucking figure this out? If you goddamn fucking medicated generation, smartest generation ever, fucking Google, Apple, cocksucking motherfucking feminist whore, fucking cunt wads are so goddamn fucking smart, why can't you figure this shit out? Let Let me go back to reading. While there is no current statewide law about what this means for bathroom usage, some districts like Boulder Valley have explicitly stated that children should use the bathroom that matches their gender identity. We live in a society where the smartest generation ever needs the government to make laws about what bathroom you should use. If you can't figure out what bathroom you should use, and if the fact that somebody is using the bathroom and the person using the bathroom for some way, some manner, some shape and form doesn't meet your approval, the fact that we live in a society that people can't deal, if you're in the bathroom and somebody the opposite gender comes in the bathroom to use it and this offends you, fucking leave. Finish your business and get the fuck out. But no, we live in a litigious society where your first response is, oh my God, there's somebody with a penis in the woman's room. I have to make a law. I need to write a letter to my congressman. Why, it should be against the law for a person with a penis to use the woman's bathroom, even if this person dresses like a woman, acts like a woman, and takes on a feminine lifestyle or something. Again, we can't just call these people people, because remember, if everybody is people, then you can't have racism, you can't have sexism, you can't have discrimination. That's why we have to take people and go, well, you're black and you're white and you're Chicano and you're Asian and you're transgendered and you're asexual and you're bisexual and you're trisexual and you're heterosexual and you're homosexual. That's why you fucking cocksucking whores like Tina Slobby have to divide people into groups, because that's the only way you can get people to hate other people. If everybody is just people, there's not a problem. So no, there's no law in Colorado about which bathroom you should use. Not yet. Not yet. But oh, you bet your ass it's fucking coming. A person's rights, I'm reading again. This is the clincher. Randy, how are we on time? Because I'm going to just... thank you. I may just go insane. Hold on, I need another smoke. Nicotine from Vapor Smiths. All right. Let me stop fucking around and wrap this up. I'm reading. Quote, a person's rights do not depend on their body. Coy Mathis dresses like a girl, acts like a girl, and is a girl. Making her perform according to boy gender by forcing her to use the boy's bathroom because the treatment of her body... Wait. Let me start the sentence over, because I don't know if this chick doesn't know English or if I misread that. Making her perform according to boy gender by forcing her to use the boy's bathroom because the treatment of her body is a very clear example of sexualization of a child from the Fountain Fort Carson School District. Okay, that was not a sentence in the English language. The first thing I want to say is, remember now, yes, this is the way this child is being treated by the Fountain Fort Carson School District. The school district run by the state, by the government, filled primarily by women. This is why the state doesn't work. In a free market society, you could send your child to a... First of all, you could homeschool the child. Or you could send your child to a school that doesn't give a shit what bathroom the child uses. But see, in the statist society, no, your child goes to the school that your child is told to go to, because you and your child are slaves of the state. Now, in the remaining 2 minutes, let me read this sentence to you again, and then I'm going to explode. A person's rights do not depend on their body. Diana Slobe, I can only assume that you are the fucking stupidest person that has ever walked the planet of the Earth. Really, a person's rights don't depend on their body. Let's start with this one. What is it women can't shut the fuck up about? Their right to an abortion. Well, let's see. Do I have a right to an abortion? No. Why not? Because I'm not a woman. Because of my body. Women have a right to an abortion because of their body. Okay, honey, are you that fucking stupid? What about birth control? Under Obamacare, birth control for women is covered. Birth control for men, such as vasectomies, are not covered. Women have a right, and remember, I'm using the term right in a political sense, the way that leftist and rightist and statist use it, not in a philosophical sense the way I would use it, because of course rights don't exist. Women have a right to birth control covered by health insurance because of their bodies. Men do not have a right to birth control covered by statist health insurance because of their bodies. Hey, how about affirmative action? I'm a white man. Do I have a right to get a job even though I'm not qualified for it? No, because my body isn't the right color. But if your body is the right color, you can get a job you're not qualified for. If your body is the right color, you have a right to go to a college even though you don't meet the entrance exam qualifications for that college. What the fuck do you mean, you stupid bitch, that a person's rights do not depend on their bodies? Are you really that fucking stupid and cow? Yes, you are, even though you're a member of the smartest generation ever. Of course your rights depend on your body. If your body happens to be in North Korea, your rights are completely different from the rights of somebody whose body is in New Zealand. What the fuck are they teaching these people in college? Nothing. Oh wait, they're teaching them obedience. Obey the state. Obey Obama. Obey the school system. Use the bathroom you're told to use.